This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ron's got some juice to him.
Game changing this.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Lord have mercy. It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you are off work. But luckily for you, old dirty, the blonde tip bomber, as well as T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest for you. And the latest is, it is 5 o'clock fire. We are live here, Radio Row, finishing this week out. It's been a great week, a fun week, a lot of memorable moments here on all three shows. And shout out to Figgy for documenting almost all of those moments. You can check them out on YouTube. You can check them out on YouTube and Twitch. You can check them out on all of our social media platforms. It's been a great week, and we've been here for the Super Bowl. But Clint, there has been a little Astros news that's flown through. We've been monitoring the Bregman situation the entire way. The other day, I believe yesterday, was talked about as the Cubs looks like they're the front runner. Ari Alexander reported this, Clint, that the Astros have improved their initial offer to third baseman Alex Bregman, but sources tell Ari and KPRC2 that it doesn't necessarily mean that it is going to get a deal done. It actually says that the offer is unlikely to get a deal done.
It's not ideal.
And what we've heard is that Bregman is looking for 6 to 7 years near the $200 million mark. We understand the Astros at least reportedly offered 6 years, $156 million. And so they're saying they've improved that offer. I'm a bit surprised that they have moved up and said, oh, we'll give more money or we'll improve this offer in some way. And to me, it clearly stands out and says, this is Jim Crane. Jim Crane, to me, is the one heading. Whenever you hear, oh, the offer, more money or whatever, yeah, it feels like this is a Jim Crane move. And I think maybe Jim Crane maybe is the one who is pushing to get Alex Bregman back.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've talked about it multiple times. I don't doubt that one bit. There's clearly, you know, it's Altuve and Bregman, I think, are the top two guys when it comes to ownership being in love with them. What this tells me, though, the new offer, I think, you know, instead of sitting around and wondering, you know, they're having internal conversations about it and you know, yada, yada, yada. You don't really ever know really what to think. Are they really still interested? They've already made moves to counter him leaving. You know, are they really interested? I think the one thing this tells me is clearly the Astros are interested, and it wasn't just a bunch of smoke. Clearly, they were having the internal conversations. Clearly, they were trying to get to a number that they could increase to. You know, clearly, they want him in the building if indeed it ends up making sense, right? Money sense to them. But this, to me, this just confirms that they are legitimately, you know, to some degree, pursuing Bregman and wanting back.
Yeah, it's crazy though. Hey, they've improved the offer, but doesn't seem like it's likely to get a deal done. What the report says. But we'll continue to monitor this. Hopefully, this comes to an end at some point.
Is Braggy being ridiculous?
5 o'clock fire.
All right, we will get to our Super Bowl predictions coming up at the end of the show. We will discuss where we see this game going. But, Clint, I thought Kevin Harlan, who we just spoke to, had an interesting thought. And I wonder from you and the people, you can jump in on this. Do you agree with Kevin Harlan? Do you think since the Chiefs, they've been in here, they've been to 5 Super Bowls in the last 6 years, is this Eagles team to you the toughest test they've had? Is this particular team? They had the Niners last year with Brock Purdy, but all that talent with Christian McCaffrey. Actually, those teams really are kind of similar when you look at it, what they have. Do you think it was the first Niners team that they had with Jimmy Garoppolo, first Eagles team? Is this the toughest test you think the Chiefs have had to face in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, probably. I think when you look at Jalen Hurts, I mean, contrary to popular belief, and I understand the stats will say that he can't do this and he can't do that, I think he's an absolute problem with his legs. I think one thing that Kevin didn't mention to me that is a big part of Hurts is like just his overall control, whether you're talking about the way he runs the football, always being in control, always being aware of the situation, the way that they can control the game. When Saquon and Jalen are counter-punching in a run game, the way that they can control the game and run the football in the red zone, again, using those quarterback plus one runs. I think the Eagles are probably the more complete team with the others had weapons, obviously, but you got a playmaker, a difference maker at the quarterback position, not just a facilitator. I think when you look up now, he doesn't always do it with his arm. A lot of it has to do with his legs. But when you look up and you see Jalen Hurts in this offense across from you, it scares you a bit more than a Brock Purdy or a Jimmy Garoppolo
team. Yeah, 49ers team. The Brock Purdy thing, it's how close do you think Jalen and Brock Purdy are to me? Because when you look at it, you got George Kittle, who's really good, but Dallas Goedert's pretty good. But yeah. I think Kittle's obviously better. They've got bigger Debo. Ayuk was on that team last year. I think Philly's offensive line's probably better, but Trent Williams is a pretty good player. McCaffrey and Barkley had really great seasons last year.
I think it's Jalen's legs
the difference. Yeah.
Well, it's something that you have to prepare for beyond the quarterback just distributing the football. You know what I mean? Like it's
because I think this Eagles team's even better than the Bucs team that beat them. That Tom Brady Bucks team that ended up beating the Chiefs. I think this Eagles team is better
than
that.
Good team, man. It's a good team. There ain't no doubt. When they're healthy, they're solid.
Yeah, it's either this Eagles team. I don't know, man. That first Eagles team was cold blooded too, but they didn't have Barkley. They had all those pass rushers with Reddick and all. But I think it's either this Eagles team or last year's Niners team. Those to me were the toughest test they've had to run into in this Super Bowl run. All right, coming up, as I said, we'll give our predictions a little bit later on. Let's look at the Texans here, and one metric that they're going to have to improve upon for them to be able to play in games like this coming up on Sunday. That's next.
Live from New Orleans, Flight by Yuengling presents Sports Radio 610 on Radio Row. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. We are live here still in New Orleans, Radio Row, which is, I mean, this sucker's clearing out, ain't it? I mean, they are breaking stuff down. Hell, I see our guys breaking stuff down, getting up out of here ready to roll. Some are staying for the game on Sunday, and then some are like us, rolling out, getting up out of here. You think Pendergast and you think he already made it home?
Oh, yeah.
When are you two heading on out?
Right now.
In about 35 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we out of here. Yeah, we're heading out. Yeah. And the midday guys, they may be close if they aren't already there. But
when you get back into town, hit me up. I might be out still drinking.
I'm telling you what, I'm gonna hit you up tomorrow. I'm not hitting you up to now. Not then, baby. I got to get in my bed.
Yeah,
baby.
That makes sense.
I got to get in my bed. Oh, hell, you know, Cordy will be sleeping. No.
Let's go.
Let's go. I know where you're gonna be. Heights it up. No, before we get into it, I did want to congratulate the latest one of the cool things. Super Bowl is they announced the Hall of Fame class, the Pro Football Hall of Fame class, and Jared Allen, Chiefs Vikings, he gets in. Sterling Sharp. Shannon Sharp's brother, Sterling Sharp, and he was cold-blooded. Some people don't remember. He got his career cut short with a neck issue injury, but he was great with Brett Favre.
He was one of my favorite in Green Bay with Brett Favre.
Yeah, was he?
Yeah, man, I love watching him.
Yeah, Eric Allen, the corner, the Eagles, he gets in. And then Antonio Gates with the San Diego Chargers gets in. I'm telling you, man, them videos of these, the way they do it now, how they usually get a teammate or a friend or somebody to knock on the door to bring them in.
Yeah, yeah.
They had Sterling, and you know Shannon Sultan. They had Sterling get coming to his house. Shannon was downstairs.
Yeah!
They had the film crew and Shannon in his jacket. And I mean Sterling, and now he's taking his time to get down these steps, boy. Like he's breaking down to get down these steps. He get down there, and you know, they country as hell. The hell y'all got going on down here?
That's what he said.
Yeah, and he sees Shannon, welcome home, brother. I mean,
that's awesome.
You know, that got me, dog.
Yeah, that's cool.
Did y'all know?
And he's still. What you talking about? He said, "Welcome to the Pro Football Hall of Fame." But I mean, I think Shannon beat him to the punch and the tears. Man.
Facts.
My man Sterling said, "Whew, I need a seat and I need a drink."
It's feeling like I am today.
That's what he said.
Milner, fun fact for you. Did you know my one and only brother, my younger brother, Sterling, his namesake, he was named after Sterling Sharp.
That's right. Your dad is a huge Packers fan. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right there. How about that? Named after Sterling Sharp. We got a white Sterling rolling around.
We got a white one running around over here.
By the way, hey, Eli didn't make it. I thought he was gonna slide himself in. Eli didn't make it. Steve Smith still holding out there. Darren Woodson, your old teammate, still out there. Some guys that Luke Kuechly, but some guys that have been close didn't make it. But a pretty good class, man. So
I cannot believe Eli didn't get in.
You can't.
Well,
do you think he should be first ballot?
I think it's questionable. I think it's up in the air. We can you know, chat about it.
I know he's going to get in. I
thought with that last name, I thought he was for sure first ballot.
Yeah.
I mean, because his career got him close. You know, the Super Bowl, you know, performances got him close enough, and I thought Manning would take him over the top, and it did not.
I'm
shocked.
New York and Manning, like, but if you go peek in there, like, they had two real magical years. Outside of those years, there's a lot of hit and miss there for the Giants and Eli. But I think he gets hit. I think you're right. His Super Bowls, he's got two of them.
And he's MVP in both of them.
MVP in both of them, and it's who he did it against.
Yeah,
right. Like the Patriots should be sitting here with nine, and maybe. You know, eight or nine, and you know, Brady with a couple more if, you know, he didn't make plays to help win that game. So, those games. So, congratulations to those guys as they get into the Hall of Fame. All right. I thought this was something interesting. You were looking at, Clint. We now know that Nick Caley is going to be the guy as the OC. And looking at, all right, who is the Texans offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator? They're two play callers, which is now Nick Caley on the offense and obviously D'Amico Ryans on the defense. How do they compare to the other AFC teams, especially the other AFC teams that are in playoff contention, the ones you're chasing?
Well, with the Texans obviously hiring an offensive coordinator, I think it's a good point to look back and look at what they're chasing from a weapon on the sideline. I always call them your polos have to be weapons, right? You know, you got Andy Reid and Spags in Kansas City. Everybody's talking about them right now with the Super Bowl tomorrow, this weekend. McDermott, ultimately, and Joe Brady on the offensive side of the football in Buffalo. Todd Monken in Baltimore on the offensive side of the football with Zach Orr on the defensive side of the ball. That the Zach Orr, you know, he's not real long in the tooth in terms of being a play caller. Zach Taylor and Lou Anarumo was there. Al Golden is now there. Those are two pretty long in the tooth, pelts on the wall, a lot of experience. Greg Roman and Jesse Minner, along with Harbaugh out in L.A. with the Chargers. The Pittsburgh one's interesting. Arthur Smith, former head coach, obviously several years calling plays. But Terrell Austin is a first-year guy out in Pittsburgh, kind of young, unproven. But Mike Tomlin is a defensive-minded head coach and is there, obviously, to help him. Sean Payton and Vance Joseph out in Denver. I'm not sure, but I think I rattled off all seven of the other
playoff teams.
Because who didn't make that? Who didn't make it in the group? The Steelers? The Bengals.
Bengals didn't make it.
That's right. Okay. So that's who you're up against if you are D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caley. I mean, that's where you're at. Right? You know, that's what you're up against. And the question mark is, can Nick get him up to speed and be able to compete with these guys right here?
Yeah.
Can he be able to call offensive plays for a defensive-minded head coach the same way that Joe Brady can?
And they're looking to improve. They're looking to improve off of what they had, because I think they have one of the top five defensive play callers in the game. I think D'Amico Ryans.
Oh yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
I think they have, and I can't fault the Texans and D'Amico if he's the one who made this decision. D'Amico and Nick and company, I can't fault them if they looked and said, maybe Bobby gets better, but we feel like maybe we've seen a ceiling on Bobby, and we feel like we need to have somebody that can have a chance to, you know, go toe-to-toe and beat guys like Spags, beat guys like McDermott. Hell, be able to beat a guy like their own defensive play caller in D'Amico Ryans. I can't fault them looking at that and saying, at least let's take the chance to get better than where we are right now. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think that would be something that would be said. I think if we did this last year, you'd probably put the Texans play callers up higher on this thing, and you'd be excited about this thing coming out of last year.
You'd feel good about him in the Terrell Austin and Zach Orr kind of range of youngsters kind of up and coming. You'd feel really good about it. But after Bobby, fell apart, and now I think you're back with a big question mark on the offensive side of the football as it pertains to bumping them up against the best play callers in the AFC.
Yeah, so we'll see. And I give them that. They tried to bet on getting better and improving that. All right, coming up, we'll give our predictions for the game. Also, T-Mill will get you out the best bets. And I think these will not just be for tonight's. This will be for the weekend. A lot of Super Bowl action on this thing for T-Mill's best bet. So stay tuned for that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
What's up, T-Money?
What's up, Bird Gang?
I like that one, right?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Live from New Orleans, Flight by Yingling presents Sports Radio 610 on Radio Row. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in as we are live here on The Drive. And it's been a good week. Good week here. And one thing, want to shout out some... some salutes, my guy, Aaron Rayburn,
or Rayvold.
What do I call him, Burn?
Hey, listen, man.
It's been a day. Salute to Aaron for sure, though, man. Aaron Rayvold has been working his ass off.
The burn came from either. Rayvold, who was number 5, Aaron Rayvold.
At least you didn't think he was Wes Welker.
He is... Man, he's been here many times from the morning show all the way to the end like we are today. He's about to pack some stuff up. He's about to do something or be a part of something that I cannot wait to see occur. And he's done a great job holding it down, just like he did in Vegas, doing it here. So we appreciate him. Figgy for a lot of things he's doing. Brandon Scott somewhere around here. These guys have... They've done a great job supporting us, everybody around here. And also Tyler. Tyler, it's a crazy, crazy week. Chris Santiago, who was here earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
Byron, I know, who was doing it. Big Ben was doing it as well. A crazy week. We appreciate you guys. And I believe we created the moment of the entire week.
There ain't no doubt about that. There is no doubt about that.
Right? Like, I mean, there's been a lot of things that occurred this week.
And it looks like a fact.
On any show, I think we created the moment of the week.
Identity theft is a crime.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
Not if somebody walks up and gives it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so it was so yeah, if you missed it, yep, yeah, we were punked, baby. We were the fake Stephon Diggs will live forever. Fake Diggs. And we got no choice but to do something and have fun with that. So it's been a fun week. Topped by the moment of the day that I didn't think was coming today. All right, before we get to T Mill's best bets, we can go on around and hit our predictions. Tyler, let's hear yours for this game. What's your prediction for this game as the Eagles and the Chiefs have a little tango coming up here in New Orleans?
Yes, indeed. That big game is closer than it's been all week. It's coming right around the corner.
That's fair.
And I got a prediction for you. Ron, you might want to close your ears. You're not going to like it out of me. But I'm going with the Bird Gang. I'm going with the kid from Channel View, Jalen Hurts. I'm going with the Eagles to win this one. Maybe a little higher scoring, in my opinion, than some are expecting. I think Eagles win 34-27 come Sunday.
There you go. Eagles 34-27. That's a high-scoring game right there, baby. 34-27.
Obviously, as long as, you know, the refs don't get too involved like we've seen here lately.
Yeah, and also maybe I guess if Patrick Mahomes didn't get in the way either. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that too. You can text in your predictions for this Super Bowl, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. I'll give mine. I do think this is going to be a difficult game for the Chiefs. They have been the best team all season. They have had the best record every single week of the season, and they are trying to get three in a row. And I just got out. I got a hard time, and you know how I get with these games. I think the defenses are both pretty good defenses. I just got a hard time seeing Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts beating Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes with 2 weeks. I just got a hard time seeing that. I think 27-20 in this game. I'll go Chiefs 27-20. I don't think it'll be as high scoring because I think both of these teams have long possessions. I don't think it's going to be up and down like it was that Super Bowl 2 years ago. So I'll go Chiefs 27, Eagles 20, okay. And they win their third straight Super Bowl.
I'll make it quick. I'm going to Eagles 27, Chiefs 23.
Got the Eagles. 27-23.
What's up, Bird Gang?
I think the Eagles get it done. I think the Eagles get it done.
Yeah. Saquon Barkley, we'll see what happens. It'll be a fun guy. I think it will be. That's one thing. With the Chiefs playing, probably going to be close. Probably going to be tight. They don't play blowout games. Somebody just texted in. What happened to the Diggs thing? Missed it. What's the fake Diggs thing?
Use the Odyssey app, rewind, go back and find out.
You want to give him a description of what happened, Clint?
Yeah, we were told probably 30 minutes before the guy showed up that Stephon Diggs is here. And was spoken to his face two different people spotted him, thought it was him. And one went over, spoke to him while we're doing our show, and invited him over. He said, sure, I'll be over in about 20 minutes. And so we're sitting here, middle of a segment, sitting here talking, middle of a segment. Guy walks up and sits down in a chair. And I think everybody's antenna kind of went up immediately, like, is this Steph Diggs or not? It doesn't mean, to me, I know the skin tone was different immediately. Had big sunglasses on, and... We started, lasted about four plus minutes.
I didn't immediately want to be a Richard head and just challenge that you're not Stephon Diggs. Because, you know, in your first mind, who does that? And then...
Loser.
And then I'm like, I immediately, for the first thing we said, I'm thinking, I think I text Aaron, who just became Aaron Rayburn for some reason earlier. But Aaron Rayburn, I text him, I said, is that Diggs? I got no. I'm not tripping. I'm looking at the side. I know it's not. And I
doubted it immediately when he sat down. And I thought, well, if Ron, because I didn't get a text that he was coming or anything. We didn't have any information, but we were told
earlier in the show
that he was coming. Is Ron gonna introduce this guy? Is he gonna introduce him as?
I was so trying to figure it out. If you go back, I think. I was so trying to figure it out. I didn't say his name. I didn't even say his name. I just said, oh, hell, I guess he's sitting down. I guess I better leap this thing off. And then I'm just looking.
No, you said it. You didn't say it the first time you said it. And then like the next sentence you said, Steph Diggs.
Okay, all right.
And so I look over and I'm thinking, maybe it's his brother and it's just wrong. And in my mind, is Steph the one that was in Houston? Like, Steph's the one that was in Houston, right? And I'm going through my mind. And then I see
that's crazy what's happening in real time.
Diggs was open.
He's got a tank top on, and he's got like his name on his right shoulder, kind of into his chest, and you can see the letter D. And I'm thinking, damn, am I wrong? What am I missing? And then when he started talking, when he said something, I can't remember what word it was. Something he said, I was like, that's not Diggs' accent. That's not Steph. And I kind of looked over at Parker, but Parker's just standing there, like, yeah,
this is going great with Steph.
Yeah, no, I like it was. Whew. It's a rough one, boys.
And I just said, are we getting punked? At that point, I just looked. I said, not at AM. And if we get punked, I said, this is a moment.
His reaction was the best.
Yeah. I think I said, who are you?
Yeah, that's what you said. You're not Steph Diggs, are you? He said, no, I'm not Diggs.
He said, I really wish I would have punched him in the throat.
He said, I do train a bunch of those guys, though.
Nah, man, I mean, hell, he got it. Man, he got it.
That's weird, what? Dude. Like,
you know, that's not who it's at. Punched him in the throat.
A little bit. I mean, that's a really odd thing for a human being to be doing.
It's a hell of a ruse to try to pull off. Like, maybe the NFL just cracked down on who they're getting.
Well, that's the thing is, like, you got to, in order to really appreciate the story, you've got to understand. Like, I've got to scan my badge. It's around my chest. I mean, multiple times to get in the building. And anytime you go down a hallway, you got to scan it again. And you got, I mean, like this place is locked up tight. So to get somebody in here that is going to sit down on a radio show and tell them that there's somebody else is like, that takes you back at first. You're like, wait a minute, what? Like, how? I remember sitting here going, like, how does this happen? How? And then he was short answering. So then I'd have to figure out a question. Do I call him out or do I ask another question?
I didn't have another one. I knew, and then I needed a little. I'm trying to figure out how do I handle this. How do I do this?
Mm-hmm.
And Ashton Kutcher came to mind. Is what came to mind. Are we being punked? Right, good for you, man. You pulled that off. Just slid right in and made a moment.
Y'all handled it a lot better than I would have.
I'm being honest with you. I was still shocked. Like, I went from thinking, this is not Steph Diggs. And when I heard Ryan say his name, I said, maybe it is. I'm doubting myself. And then I'm thinking.
This is a hell of a 3 minutes.
I'm thinking, there's no way. This is not Steph Diggs. And then he short answers. And when he kept saying, we got to keep working, that's why I asked him. I said, you said, we coming back? You said, we, three times. That's when I knew, like, this ain't Steph. But I was like,
he had a solid answer to that, man. Say less.
Yeah, well, he just, like, his. I went from thinking it was Steph, like when you said his name and second guessed myself, to thinking maybe it's his brother and I just don't remember what his brother looks like. And then I was like, no, his brother's taller and darker skin tone too. And then I went to thinking, okay, he's another athlete, so let's not be disrespectful. He's a player somewhere. I don't want to be a prick to the guy. And I'm just like, and the whole time I'm trying to figure out what questions to ask him. Bobby Slowick.
Y'all think I can get a ticket to Radio Row next year? I'll be the ID guy.
I was just gonna say you could take them damn headsets off, man. You take them damn headsets off.
Well, the best part is when Ron called him out and he said, no, I'm not. He just sat there. He just sat there and looked like real quiet, just sat there and looked.
Freaking weirdo.
What I want to go back to here is, what was my tease? If I know myself, I probably lost on the tees. I wonder what my tees.
I think
the way
you just threw your headset down and went to break, and you walked that way. I don't think you walked as far away from Parker as you could get.
I couldn't find any words. I was just like dumbfounded, and I knew Clint had a read, and I wasn't sure if he was ready for that.
God, dog, that's big.
Hell, I shook his hand.
Did you?
I mean, good God.
All right, T-Bill, let's get your best bets. You can't do nothing but laugh at it, man.
Yeah, we need to end on a high note here. Last night, first night, a bid on best bets did not really go our way.
Damn it, Chris.
But, yeah, damn it, Santiago. Just kidding. Appreciate you, Chris. Best bets for this year's Super Bowl, folks. The big game is Sunday. Chiefs, Eagles, I got six of them. I'm going to list them off real quick. As always, if you miss anything, go check out my Twitter. I got them there. As well as some NBA best bets for tonight, if you want those on my Twitter.
But
here are my Super Bowl best bets. Real fast. First off, that national anthem prop. It's a fun one. A lot of people do this.
Who's singing it?
Batiste.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a guitarist and vocalist. I did a little research. Great. You're going to want to take the over on this. Got over 120 and a half seconds for Batiste to sing this year's national anthem. Five more for you very fast as we're wrapping up here at Radio Row in New Orleans. I got Eagles over 23.5 as a team versus the Chiefs. Y'all heard me pick the Eagles in the overall game. I'm on Eagles +2. Like those odds. And then three player props. DeAndre Hopkins, former Texan, anytime touchdown. Tremendous odds on that. I got it at +370. Next, Pat Mahomes. I'm on the under for his rushing yards. It's set a little higher than I expected. 31.5 rushing yards under. And then Mr. Swift himself, Travis Kelce, over 6.5 receptions. Pat will be looking for him early and often. Book it! What do you think?
I like the Travis one. Hopkins has one catch in the postseason, so for 11 yards. So I don't know. I mean, they could use him in the red zone. I'm not sure on that one. I love the Kelce one a lot, but I don't know about that Hopkins.
I like that one right now.
Those Eagles stuff.
Let's ride.
That Eagles stuff. Deal with that.
You boys be safe going home, man. Great week.
Hey, you be safe too, man. Calm that dirty water down.
Yeah. Say, hey, get out there in the street, see if you run into Steph Diggs. Yeah. The real one.
Don't forget.
Because he is not here.
and don't forget about the diet. Just go straight rum. Or whiskey. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, I'll probably go on the rocks tonight.
God. All right. Great job all week. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show. Shout out to you, fake Diggs.
TC something.
Son of a bitch.
I'm Ron, the show. Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Just one look at your girl, Paige. Tyler, now listen, damn it. This is what we got to deal with.
Hello, boys.
Tyler is back, and he, like, oh, Lord knows,
Tyler,
he wasn't going to miss that. Oh, Lord, they gave us some churches. Tyler, you're going to have to get a hold of yourself when Paige comes on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we know you are. Yeah.
I got on the plane as quick as I could when I heard Paige on the show today.
He'd have cut that damn thing short. Y'all can stay, but I'm seeing Paige.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Hey, shout out to T-Mill.
Tyler Miller, you are the greatest producer in the world.
You're gonna get hard.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.